For more now on the FCC action, we turn to Tom Wolzien, who is senior media analyst at the investment firm Sanford C. Bernstein. And in the interest of disclosure, we add that the firm and its affiliates control more than 1% of the stock in two of the big companies we might hear about, Gannett and Viacom. Tom Wolzien, we'd like you to help us sort out which of the big media companies are most likely to get even bigger based on today's action. First, the owners of the three old TV networks, Disney, which owns ABC, GE, which owns NBC, and Viacom, which owns CBS.
All of the above. They also are the largest owners of cable companies and among the largest owners of television stations in the country, so they're allowed to acquire more stations. Viacom was actually over the limit, which was 35%. Viacom had about 40% coverage of the country in its stations and now is allowed to go to 45. Also along that line is News Corp, which is in a similar situation as Viacom.
So the very big are likely to get still bigger.
It looks that way, yes.
Are there any losers from today's action among the big media companies?
Not among the big media companies, but it's hard to tell as you go down the line. This is a country where 50% of the television audience is in 26 cities down through the San Diego market, 75% in the 67 cities down through the size of Roanoke, and there are 210 total markets. So there are 123 more that stand for 25% of the population. And it's down in those areas where you just don't know how this is going to play out.
What is likely to be the effect here on companies that own a great deal of television stations, which are affiliates of another television network?
The risk for those companies going forward is that they, first of all, are affiliates and in most cases are paid by those television networks. They also buy a lot of programming from those network companies. For example, Oprah Winfrey is sold by King World, which is owned by Viacom. And now these are potential competitors as well. So you have the potential here of your supplier is also your competitor in a market, and that starts to sort of turn the screws potentially down the line on those stations to find out whether they continue going or sell out.
I mean, because you could be losing the programming because the network in question now just may be able to buy another station in your market.
That is the implicit threat, and in fact, that happened with NBC in the San Francisco market a couple years ago.
What's likely to happen, by the way, to Univision, to a big Spanish language network?
They are not directly covered in these discussions that they are considered a network, but in these discussions, it's a question of ownership of stations. Their stations would count, but they're not addressed specifically in these new rules.
One Democrat on the FCC, Michael Copps, said today critically, this was a party-line vote, that the changes the FCC adopted empower a new media elite, his term. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think it's a new media elite. It's the same old media elite, which are the large publicly traded media companies, and they have the potential of getting bigger here.
And more profitable or just bigger?
Well, I think more profitable. I think that the big television markets, the big stations, deliver tremendous earnings. It's the smaller stations that we talked about in those small markets that are having the problems, but it doesn't look like a Viacom is going to go down and buy a station in the 100th or 150th market. So the focus, I think, will be on the large companies being able to gain more profits here.
And who are the newspaper owners here who make out very well?
I think that both Tribune and Gannett are gain a lot of flexibility here because they have the potential now of acquiring other newspaper companies that also own TV without having to worry about whether there's a newspaper and television station after the merger in the same market. So it will take a while to sort this out on all sides. I don't think you're going to see any monstrous transformational mergers of the part that people are still recovering for from the last 5 years, but you'll see lots of purchases of small operations, individual TV stations, smaller station groups.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Wolzien, who is media analyst at the firm of Sanford C. Bernstein.